Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is the best hour of paranormal radio in the universe, at least I think so. I'm Dr. John Stamey, and welcome to the one and the only ScaryCast, where we have absolutely the coolest guests and the coolest co-hosts. Tonight, Dr. Trey Donaway has a hall pass. He is flying from Montana to South Carolina, so he definitely has a hall pass. He'll be back next week. And I would like to introduce the queen of ScaryCast, the one, the only, one of the best friends I've ever had, Robin McCray. How are you doing tonight, Robin?
I'm good. I'm excited. Brady's in the house. Yeah.
Well, I know. That's great. And from Houston, Texas, all that oil down there and all that cold and all that wind and whatever, Kyler Smith. How are you doing tonight, Kyler?
Yeah, honestly, it feels great. So I'm in an awesome mood.
Well, that's good. We're glad to have you here. All right, tonight, we have a returning guest because I was excited to have him back. He is a ghost hunter. I know him from the wrestling world. He writes for PWI, Pro Wrestling Interviews, and is just one of the coolest people I know. And he hosts a show on Tuesday night called In the Room, co-starring Papa Stroh, the maestro of wrestling, and Kathy Fitzpatrick, and some other folks, but they're the ones that I know. And I'd like to introduce or reintroduce to the ScaryCast world the one, the only Brady Hicks. How you doing tonight, Brady?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's really exciting to be back with you guys again. It's been a long time.
Well, I know. Well, it's going to be less long next time because I like having you on here. And
cool.
So anyway, Robin, you and Robin apparently are doing some conversing because you're doing some ghost hunting. You're doing some ghost photography. And I'm going to let you open the show. You know what? I seldom do this, but I'm going to let the guest start the conversation. Brady.
Start the conversation. Okay. Yeah. So this kind of started for me during the pandemic. I was just kind of, you know, looking for something to do, you know. It's a great opportunity to kind of be by yourself, not be around a lot of different people. And I was up in Ottawa, Canada, and I actually got some amazing shots just before everything kind of shut down. At a prison up there. It just kind of sparked my interest or rekindled it, I guess I should say, because it's always something that I've been interested in. But I put my pictures on my Instagram page, which is Brady Hicks Ghost Hunter, if anybody's interested to check that out. I try to verify everything or at least disprove everything before I put it up there. So I think I've got a pretty interesting collection of pictures. And I've been talking with Robin, I guess, since we had the last time that I was on.
Yeah.
Because she's been a great resource as far as, like, kind of identifying what the hell some of this stuff is. So
I'm going to say this. Brady, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but Brady gets phenomenal footage. Like, every time he'll message me and say, will you look at this photo, I know there's something in there. Like, he does. Yeah. He brings it to the table every single time.
Is it something, and this is something, like, somebody's asked me, and I have no idea. Is it, like, something special that I'm doing, or can anybody just take a camera and do this and they don't realize? Is it something about me?
To begin with, we've talked about this before, where if you take random pictures,
mm-hmm.
any of these things that are cloaked or where you can't see them or whatever, a lot of it will show in the camera lens. The key to it is the same thing with ghosts as it is with the cryptids. You don't want to center directly on it. You want them in the screen and in the frame, but you don't want them in the center because it's too easy for them to manipulate the electronics. So, yeah, you can pick it up that way. The other thing, because I'm a weirdo and I read energy, is they are drawn to peepers. I can't even talk tonight, guys. They're drawn to people with a higher energy level. And when I say that, I do not mean physical energy. Okay. This energy level that I'm referring to has more to do with the consciousness and your vibrational level. And so when you have those that are heightened, you tend to experience more and these things come forward more because they're drawn to it.
Okay.
The bad stuff wants to feed off of it. The good stuff, just like if you want to go out and it basically is the same thing as if it's a beautiful sunny day and you go outside in the sunshine because it feels warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
That's what happens with the good stuff. The bad stuff want to suck your energy, so that's kind of the downside of it. But so it's actually both of what you said as to why that goes on.
That's interesting. My approach is usually just to go and take as many pictures as possible, experiment with different types of lighting, play around with flashes, no flashes, both the forward and the selfie mode. I find a lot of times it's weird, like things would rather be over my shoulder in the background,
mm-hmm.
like you said, than shooting directly at them, like you said.
Oh, yeah. One of the clearest yeah. pictures I have of, at first we thought, and it still might be, we fluctuate back and forth. We think it's a Bigfoot that has two babies with her, one that somebody actually took a picture of me in the woods, and they were peeking through a tree, right in through a tree branch behind mm-hmm. me, and it's crystal clear. I mean, crystal clear. But they were cloaked. Nobody even knew they were there. It was a matter of if we got to the point where if we wanted pictures of anything, we just took pictures of me, and then we were always in the background. And it's the same thing with you. You know, they're lurking around and following you around, and because you're looking in a different direction, they're thinking you're focusing on a different direction.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
you've got that camera lens reversed, so you're like in selfie mode, it's amazing what you can get.
It really is. And you know what I noticed, too, and I don't know if it's just in my own head, but, like, the more I investigate, I find that I get feelings about where I need to be. Or like, I'll see something out of the corner of my eye. Like, I never used to be sensitive like that. It's fine. I don't know if it's something that I'm developing or if there's just a level of comfort that's there. I'm not sure.
It develops over time. You're getting mind speak plus, you know, you're learning to read the different energies as well.
Wow. Like we did my wife and I did a Halloween themed ghost walk where you walk around and tell ghost story where, you know, you walk around and they tell ghost stories about the area. And there was one building where like I captured this picture of a man in the window. I saw him out of the corner of my eye looking out. But it didn't strike me as very human. So I real quick got out the camera and took the picture. And it's an amazing picture. It's actually on the top of my feed right now. It's so crystal clear. Definitely like one of the more vivid ones that I found. But, there's nobody in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's crazy.
Brady, this is Dr. John. I want to... The voice told me to ask you something, and as Robin knows, you always listen to the voice if it's the right voice, correct?
Absolutely.
So the voice told me to ask you, we're going to be doing, and I don't mind sharing it with everybody, we're going to be doing a Dracula Festival within about a year and down here somewhere. And the voice told me to say, could we arrange, if we paid you travel, could we get you down here to talk and show some
wow.
of your photos?
Oh, for
well,
sure.
This is,
yeah, absolutely.
Now, so that you know, this is not just a Dracula Festival. This is in conjunction with the Stoker family, Bram Stoker's family. So they're
okay.
the partners.
Okay.
In this. So it's going to be the real thing. And and I hope Robin will be there. I hope Trey will. Trey has already jumped out of his skin. Trey Dunaway jumped out of his skin and said, I want to be there. Kyler Smith better be here if he knows what's good for him. You going to be here, Kyler?
Yeah, I'll probably be there.
You better if you know what's good for you. And this is good for you. Well, anyway, Brady.
Get all the
bloodsuckers
out there.
Pardon?
Get all the bloodsuckers out.
Well,
I'm
it's
kidding.
Not about bloodsuckers so much as it's a historical look, but we need a good ghost hunter to talk. And I mean, and I know you. I mean, I've known, what have I known you, 5 years? No, actually, you gave me my start. You gave me my start in the podcast business.
Yeah.
You sneaky little devil, you gave me my start in the podcast business.
I'm so sorry about that, everybody.
7 years ago, that's right, and look what you've done now. But anyway, no, it's great, and thank you so much. And that's why I always like it when I can talk to you and interact with you, especially on ScaryCast, because you're kind of the godfather of this show. I mean, if it hadn't been for
you,
it hadn't been for Maestro. They called you and said, I got this friend, John Stamey, and he was a radio announcer. Isn't that what he said?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, he definitely pointed me in your direction or vice versa.
Right. Well, yeah. Here's the deal. I like to give credit to everybody because I found that when you give credit to everybody, there's something about karma that loves good attribution. And now, Brady, do you agree with that?
No, absolutely.
So anyway, yeah, that's right. I almost forgot that you're the reason that you were the guy that first put me on your network, and then we're on the ScaryCast network and all that stuff. It's great. So I wanted everybody to revisit that and know that I thank Brady Hicks immensely for putting me on. It was Comic-Con Stars back then, and we're just so glad that everything turned out. And now you're on the ScaryCast, and it's great. We're going to have you back sooner than later. Now I'm gonna tell you that. But anyway, I just asked you.
Yeah.
And now you got to get back. You and Robin are talking about the World's Fair of Paranormal. You really are, because you know what? People that do ghost photography really, Robin. Okay, this is a question directed to Robin. Robin, don't you think that people that do ghost photography are truly in touch with the ghosts?
I think that to a degree you have to be. I mean, not that every now and then you don't get a lucky shot, but I really believe that you have to be in touch, feel the energy, whatever you want to call it, because, you know, to begin with, the spirits have to have a reason to want to connect with you, whether it's out of anger, whether it's because they feel comforted by you. There's a reason behind it, you know?
Right.
And so you've got to have some kind of connection going on there to do it. And then you also have to, and this is just my own experiences. Brady's may be completely different, but I don't want people to think that you can just go out and start taking pictures of these things. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
It truly doesn't. You know, I mean, whether it's a ghost, a Bigfoot, Dogman, ET, whatever, because I've got pictures up the butt. Brady has a ton of them. They're fabulous. But you have to have some basic connection. And you might get lucky and accidentally stumble and get one, but to get them consistently like he does, that's having a connection with the spirit realm. And it's not that easy, but it also can be extremely dangerous. And I don't think people take that into consideration nearly enough. I personally have a friend who got killed because of one of these things.
Oh my God.
And it's, yeah, and they're not all good, you know? And
yeah.
So it takes a special person like Brady to be able to go in and not only get these footage, but have these experiences, learn from it so that he can share them with other people. And it's not as easy as snapping your fingers and say, hey, I'm bored, let's go out on a ghost hunt. You know, I hear people all the time that, well,
and you know, Robin, I'm going to kind of jump in here with a statement. It's like running Scarycast. It's like not so easy. It is getting easier to get guests, but it's like you have to kind of conjure. You have to kind of conjure them up, and I don't mean that in a bad way. But you know, I don't want to get just any. I mean, I turn down far more guests than we have. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, I know what people are interested in. And by the way, I would like to thank everybody. We hit 600 likes tonight. And I want to thank everybody who's liked it. And we've grown this organically because that is the correct way to grow something like this. And I can't thank everybody enough. And I got to pester everybody else. We got to get to 1,000 now. Brady, you better like it. No, I know you love it. Thank you. But the point is, we are very selective now about our calendar, and it's because we want to get the best quality guests. I'd rather not have a show, although that's never going to happen. I'd rather have. No show than a bad show, but we've never had that problem. And everybody really admires the people that are on Scarycast now. I mean, we have Sonia Thompson, who we love to death. We have Spencer Fisher, who's coming back on in December. I mean, you know, it's like we got Steve Dill, who runs a major paranormal conference up there in Richmond. So we've got some really good guests that talk about interesting things that will stick with you. So all I got to say is, Brady, thanks. I'm glad you're definitely in the club. And Robin, thank you for your guidance. And I'm so glad that you hang out with Brady and talk with him. And you're a good resource because you're an unbelievable resource. And now, Robin, before the night is over, can I please tell everybody about our conversation this afternoon?
Which one? We talked about two or three different things.
Tunguska.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
We'll talk about that later.
We already know that, like, I'm safety police on everything. I'm sorry, guys. I just want to point something out, if I may. What Brady does is incredible. Okay, like I have nothing but praise for him, but people need to be aware because I see this a lot and I get people that contact me a lot on that, which anybody is always welcome to contact me at any time. That's not an issue. This is not all fun and games. This stuff can be serious. And as I said, I have a friend who died in doing this stuff because he was very casual about it. And, oh, it's going to be fun. I'm going to go on a ghost hunt. This is not playtime. Okay, when Brady does this, he gets incredible footage. But from what I know of Brady, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to handle himself. And he's not careless. He's not reckless. And he takes it seriously. So for the people that do want to do this, please go into it with that mindset because things can go wrong. Things can happen, and not everything is good.
Yes,
That's your broadcasting announcement from the safety police.
No, sure. Yeah, it's like wrestling, you know, don't try this at home. I from my perspective, I try to do a little research and know what I'm stepping into whenever possible. It helps to know what you're dealing with. I probably am not going to be looking for poltergeists anytime soon or anything that I perceive as dangerous. And the other thing, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, that you were talking about the Dracula Festival earlier. They're a lot like vampires. You know, they're fine but you don't want them in your home, you know? So you never want to kind of offer that invitation for them to come back with you.
Look, Brady, I'm going to stop you there.
Or try and do any of this where you live.
I want to say thank you for saying that, because people look at me and say, you believe in vampires? And I say, yes, I do. I know two of them. And they say, what? Oh, no, you don't. Yes, I do. And I do not, and I distance myself from them. I am terrified of them, lest they get in my head and have me invite them down here to 500 Oak Circle Drive, Unit B7. Then they walk in my door, and oh, my God, I do not want that to happen. So thank you for saying that, because, I mean, you know, the paranormal world.
You can just give out your address.
Well, that's fine. I know who I'm going to admit is. My cousin who stays here, he's spooked enough. He knows not to let anybody in here. And that's what I like about him. He's a great guy. My cousin lives here from West Virginia. He is truly one of the nicest gentlemen. Sometimes you just got to do something for the family. And so I did something, and it was one of the best things that I've ever done. And Robin yelled at me and said, you need someone to stay with you so you don't die. So... Right, Robin.
He was giving me a heart attack. He shouldn't have been left by himself at that time because of his health. And I'm like 3 hours from him. So it's not like I can just run over there and pester him and make him miserable so that he's safe.
and it was great. It was great, Robin. It was like 7:30, and I was driving home because I was in parts unknown. Brady, you know about parts unknown. I was in parts unknown working on insurance. And he called me, he said, are you ever coming home tonight? Yeah, I'm going over the bridge and I'm going to stop at the Food Line. It was like, and I thought to myself, that is the nicest thing to know that somebody actually cares if you live or die. And Robin, she was a promulgator of me doing this, and I'm glad I did. He's a true gentleman, and all that. Now, okay, I'm gonna do one more interruption, Brady, of your talk, and then we're gonna get back to you because we're early. I mean, obviously, right now I'm in one of those modes where I'm gonna live a long time because this is the longest 22 minutes of my life. I called Robin. Okay, so I'm at the Grand Strand Comic Con. And I am back door neighbors. They're behind me of the most incredibly charming and smart father and son team from Charlotte. And God, they are so nice. And so we're talking about stuff. And he's got a book called Fireballs. And so you know me, I'm the crafty cheap guy, and I said, how much is your book? He said, I can sell them for $10. I said, deal, we're going to trade. He said, oh, good. So I gave him a copy of Look Up in the Sky, third edition, and I got a copy of Fireballs. He said, I want you to look at the Tunguska chapter. I said, oh, yes. Because Robin and I have done three podcasts on the Ural Mountains disaster. Now, Robin, I'm sorry, I can't think what it's called, but what it, you know, the Ural Mountains thing, what is it?
Oh, the Dutlove Pass?
The Dutlove Pass, that's right. And Brady, I dare say you probably know about the Dutlove Pass and the deaths of those nine researchers and the horrible deaths that they had.
Sure.
So I am attracted to Russian disasters. Well, we've got one in the Ukraine. But I'm kind of attracted to these great things. So the Tunguska, the Tunguska fireball has always been a mystery to me. And this guy gave me, you know, we traded books. And so, of course, I read it that night. I mean, I wouldn't have gone to bed without reading it. Goodness knows. And I was just like, oh, my God. And he talked about the three different expeditions, because nobody knew about that place. I mean, it was in Siberia, in 1908 was a long way from Moscow, and it really was. So anyway, we talked about it a little bit, and I said, we're going to do a remote viewing of this because I have a lot of confidence in a friend of mine who's mm-hmm. a remote viewer. So I called this unnamed friend, Robin McCrae. Robin, you know that lady, right?
Oh, I've met her a few times, yeah.
She's a sweetheart. So I called Robin McCrae today, and I said, Robin, do you have a little bit of time to – and this is what irritates me about Robin. Robin is so Johnny on the spot. She can just do it so fast. It's like, oh, gosh. So anyway, I said, tell me about – Tunguska. Oh, well, I've looked into that, and that was a UFO.
But the thing is I never knew what the place was called. Like, I literally was on the internet and saw this hole in Russia, and I'm like, what in the world? I mean, I knew immediately the whole thing on it. And so mm-hmm. I said something to John, and he's like, no, it's called Tunguska. And I'm like, oh, well, that one, yeah, I already did that one.
No, and it's great, and because of her past credibility with me. I mean, Robin's got more credibility in the paranormal world than anybody that I know. And, you know, Brady, it's kind of like you. It's like she's your go-to person. But she told me, she sure. said it was a UFO. So now, Robin, let me tell you what happened. The first thing that I did was I called John LeMay.
Okay.
And I said, Robin said it was a UFO. He said, I've heard that, but I believe it now. That was it. I said, how are you? He said, I'm at the gym, but you called. So nah, that's great. Yeah, I believe it, because if Robin said it, it's for real. And then he said, I need to go back to my push-ups. No, I mean, I love John LeMay. He is, it's like when I call him, he's like always, well, this is what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's like I'm busy campaigning for governor. He's going to be governor one day of New Mexico, and I will certainly be the head of his campaign committee. He's one of the most interesting and kindest people that I've ever met. But no, he was blown away. He said, "Boy, I'd kind of heard that before, but now I believe it." I said, "Okay, bye," and I hung up. And so, but the whole point is. And then Craig called me up. Robin, Craig's coming on ScaryCast Tuesday tomorrow night, because I wanted to get him on real fast because he needed a pop. As we used to say in the wrestling world, he needed a pop. So I said, all right, we'll do it. And we had Brady on tonight, and I was not going to be preempting Brady Hicks. Brady,
right.
You know, you were not to be preempting. But anyway, I told him, he said, oh, yeah, well, that's been said, but it's not been proven. And I explained to him what he really meant. And he finally said, oh, okay, I understand. I said, yes. Don't tell me that when I tell you that Robin McCrae said it was a UFO, don't tell me that it might have been. I said, you don't do that, or otherwise you're not on this show. Oh, no. It was great. He's a really good guy. His son is a great guy. His son is actually going to be starring in our little silent film that we're going to be doing, and I'll tell more about that later. After this weekend, I've got Dacre Stoker. I'm going to see the Stoker family and all this stuff. It's going to be – and Robin, I know you're going to be interested – to hear what the Stoker family has to say about everything, Bram Stoker of Dracula, right?
Of course.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be on our John LeMay broadcast, so that's even better. No, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So anyway, Brady, I just wanted to let you know, Robin said Tunguska was a UFO, and the reason that I believe her is the following. There are two things, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. Number one, they saw there was a trading post out there, and one of the witnesses saw a cylindrical shaped thing. That's called a cigar shaped UFO. Saw that come over the mountains. Well, you saw what you saw. And when you report something like that, and then Robin corroborates the fact that, well, we may have had a nuclear explosion from a UFO, and the reason that they cannot find any collateral evidence, damage, or whatever, is because it was a nuclear explosion and everything was blown up. Am I correct, Robin?
Yeah, and I also think, first of all, I didn't know anything about, when I said that to John, I had no idea that anybody had seen any type of craft or lights, anything. All I did was see a picture of the hole on the internet eons ago. That's as far as I knew about it, okay? So I didn't know that when I told him that. But I also think they're not looking in the right places. And I think that, I don't know if when you look in that hole, if you can see the bottom of it. I have no idea. All I know is that if you go down far enough in that, even if you have to break through dirt, there are going to be tunnels under there and there's going to be debris under there.
Right. But from what they can see on the surface, they can't find anything. And that does seem...
Not at all. Well, it's also, I don't care where it goes down, whether it's the U.S. or Russia, Canada, Australia, or whatever, or how far out it is where nobody's at, I promise you, especially if it's in Russia, KGB was all over that, and there's not going to be a scrap to find.
Well, now here's the deal. This was actually before the KGB. This was 1913 to 1924, and they couldn't find it.
I still believe that they had government agencies that would have, if there was, and there probably wasn't, because if it went off like a nuclear bomb would, which by the size of the crater, it looks like it, the heat alone would have dissolved everything.
Well, yeah, so anyway, you've now given me enough ammunition to talk with our guests tomorrow night, and thank you. All right, now, I'm sorry, I'm going to back up, I'm going to back off, and I'm going to let Robin and Brady continue their excellent. This is Robin and Brady's excellent discussion about ghost hunting.
More Brady's. I want to hear, you know, what else he's got going, because, like I said, and the I just saw a photo that he took.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Like nobody gets the photos that Brady gets. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really lucky. I don't. I'm not sure. But I, like I said, I post all these on my Instagram page. I actually just investigated the house of a former teacher of mine last week. I'm just starting to look through the pictures now. He recently lost a pet, a pet cat, and he's heartbroken about it, obviously. But he wanted me to try and find some evidence that this cat was still in the house, you know, that is still there in some form. And I found some interesting stuff. I haven't put anything out yet. I'm still kind of going through the evidence and kind of looking at everything to see. But I think I might have caught a picture of a ghost cat, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah. I mean, animals, I guess, you know, that's the life that they lived, right? So, like, that cat spent every day in that house. So, yeah, it's strange, but it's really cool. It can be really rewarding. Like, I like to try and help people. I think that's the that's one of the best feelings that comes from this.
Yeah, footage you get is astronomical.
Thank you. I also had a question. A lot of times I'll get like these, and we've discussed it before. They're almost like cute little, they're almost like pinkish in color. They're like humanoid, but they're not human. Are you familiar with these, Robin? I mean, I'm pretty sure I've sent you some of them. They're little. They're tiny. They're like, yeah. They're like real small.
Well, Brady, what is tiny? Describe it in terms of inches or something.
Maybe like the size of like a fist, maybe, like a very large fist.
Well,
and it's mostly just like a head.
It's not got a body with it?
Not usually.
There could be anything, because you're talking about a spirit realm coming in and out, which normally in the spirit realm you're going to find other things as well. All of these crazy paranormal things hang out together. So you're talking about this could be something that comes in through a portal. This could be something dimensional, and it's hanging around and it's feeding off that energy as well. Because at that vibration and energy level all hang around together.
If they're cute, is it safe?
Well, not all cute things are safe, like fairies, okay? There's some fairies are supposed to be neutral, and everybody thinks they're these cute little pixie-type things. Well, let me tell you, they can pack a punch. They're neutral, and the things that are neutral are actually more frightening than the things that you know are good or bad, because the neutral ones can turn any way at any second, and they normally have enough power to do it. Where the stuff that you know is bad, you know what to expect. The stuff that you know is good, you have an idea of what to expect. But these neutral things are deadly. Like with the Fae, I've been around Fae and I've not had any problem, and they've been perfectly wonderful to me. But I also know the horror stories that come along with the Fae too.
Yeah.
They are excessively powerful, and they can do anything they bloody well please, and they don't have to be very big to do it. You know, so you have to kind of be aware of it. Now, you said they're a light pink color?
Usually. I'm looking for the picture of one that I had not that long ago.
You know, it also could be just another orb, of another spirit of some kind. It could be another orb. Orbs come in multiple colors. You know, like a light pink colored one, that's a calmer thing. The ones you got to really worry about are the black ones, bright red.
Okay.
You know, so... Kind of not always, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like looking at a mood ring.
Yeah.
You know, but now I've had orange, we've had a couple of red orbs that floated around that were perfectly fine and they didn't bother anybody, but you want to kind of keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I just sent you a picture of one of them.
Okay.
Actually, the two. One is not quite what I'm talking about, but it's sort of in that same area, I think. They're dangerous. Like, what's that?
Now, that's got a human face on it, the one.
The one does, yeah. That was in a cemetery.
And the other one almost looks like the face of a duck. I think you're talking, these are just, to me, in my own personal opinion, for whatever that's worth, it's almost like you have something that just hangs on to all these spiritual energies. Call them a rider, but that's my own terms. That's probably not the technical term for them. But I would call them a rider because they all just attach to the energy of these other spirits. And if these other spirits, you know, people just automatically assume once somebody passes, they can go into ghost form. And to my knowledge, that's not how it works. It takes an awful lot of practice. It takes an awful lot of energy to do it. And basically, they become this energy being. That's how they can transform. That's why, you know, you'll hear people say all of a sudden it gets cold in a room.
Yeah.
It's because they've taken all the energy out of it, the heat included, and manifested it into more energy, and now you got a cold spot. So
I got
they
you.
Have
okay.
a lot of, they have a lot of energy, and a lot of times these things are just like, you know, you would see a parasite that attaches. Like, look out, and this is a stupid analogy, I know, but, like, if you look in Africa and you see the rhinos out there and they have these little white birds pecking at them or whatever.
Yeah.
They're riders. That's what they do. And I don't necessarily know that they're good or bad. And the thing of it is because they are neutral, you have to be on your guard. You know, most times they're not doing anything. They're just there to suck off the energy. But
do you think
can be anywhere from playful.
Are they? Yeah, okay.
No, you're fine. But, I mean, they can be playful. They can, to the point where they may think it's funny, but it's not, kind of pranks.
Okay.
They could be where they have no intention of bothering you. They're just hanging along for the ride. And then you can get some that are nasty. So, I mean, for myself, if it were something that I was going out and I was getting these things, you would just want to have cautious, be cautious. You know,
okay.
I don't think I would be terrified of them.
Yeah.
We had a situation at a house that I had. I've always had spirits in my houses. I have an older man and a little girl that are in the house I'm in now. John's seen them. And
absolutely.
They are perfectly, yeah, they're perfectly fine. We don't have any problems with them. But I also was in a house. It was an old 100-year-old farmhouse, and they stripped it down except for the wood bones to it, and then they rebuilt it all. And
mm-hmm.
there was a very, very bad entity in that. I got rid of it, but it was not easy, and it was excessively dangerous. And, you know, we saw all kinds of stuff going around, but the stuff that we saw floating around were there to warn us of the dangers of these other things. And basically the one spirit tried to take possession of my daughter.
Wow.
Which I don't care if you're on a ghostly plane or on the human plane, you don't mess with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
It came down
that's
to
pretty scary,
mommy
though.
Shipped off. Yeah. I shipped off the kids and then I'm in there and I'm doing all these different things. I had the church bless holy water and I'm reading all these passages out of the Bible. I'm going, you're not going to have her. It's not going to happen. Next thing I know, my door slams shut to the bedroom. I get locked in the bedroom. Things are flying out of the closet and I'm just standing. It was a mess. It
wow.
worked out. But we had a lot of things that were showing up, and not one of them did harm. The only thing that actually did harm was this one spirit.
Okay.
And the stuff that I saw her do was incredible.
Wow. Yeah, those pink duck faces, they followed me around for a long time at different and not just the same site, you know. It would be multiple locations. So I think they were somehow attached
following
to me
you.
Or at least curious about what I was doing.
Yeah, they don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I will say that there's not like a bad energy coming off of them.
Yeah. It almost struck me like more curious than anything.
Yeah. Like I said, they just,
yeah.
they're like, the only name I can come up with because I don't know what the technical term is I just call
yeah.
them riders.
Okay.
You know, and the
I didn't
ones
know
that
if
I feel
I was
are negative.
At a fairy or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Not that those can't be there, because again,
yeah.
they're going to, what will draw everything to it is the energy. This is why you see a lot of your Bigfoots in the graveyards and stuff. It's not that they like hanging around the dead, but they're protective of the dead. The dead in their culture is highly protected.
Okay.
So they will. They'll guard the graves, but they also, there's energy there. You know, and so everything just kind of flocks together for the sake of the energy, and that's what you get. And so when you go in and you think you're just dealing with a Bigfoot or a spirit or whatever, you're actually interacting with a whole lot more. You know, would the fairies be around them? Yeah, in some cases they probably would. I don't think of anything
wow.
that really wouldn't be. So when you go into these situations, and you already know this, I'm just saying that for the listeners, you have to be prepared for anything that comes at you. You really do.
Yeah.
And that's why I, you know, I see all these advertisements all the time for if you want a ghost hunting weekend, come here and here and here. And I get so
yeah.
upset because it's like, do people not understand that? Not that this isn't fun and enjoyable. I mean, I think that's great. You always want to enjoy what you're passionate about and what you're doing.
Sure.
But you can't be so flippant about it that you think that there's nothing that is ever going to happen to you and you just walk into it
yeah.
willy-nilly. Because
it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. You know,
yeah.
what you're doing. That's why you have such success with it. But when you go do these things, just like with people that tell me, oh, I'm going to go out and look for Bigfoot this week. And I'm like, well, you quit running them down. They're not an animal. Go have a bonfire. Have a tent. Do whatever. Let them
yeah.
come to you. But when you go in these beings or creatures or whatever you want to call them or spirits, and when you're on their turf, not all of them are happy about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you go in it, and I know you enough to know, and I know your energy. You go in there, and you're very calm, and you're very compassionate, and you're very warm, and they're very accepting of you. But, you know,
sure.
Joe Blow down the street may not have that temperament, and because they don't really understand the situation, they're just going out there for fun. How many of us want to sit in our living room and have tourists come in while we're sitting there in our underwear eating Cheetos and watching TV just because it looks like fun? You know, I mean, I'm terrifying enough before I'm in my underwear eating Cheetos. I don't want people to come in and then I'm stuck paying their therapy bill. You know, so it's like, you know, you have to be prepared for that and know going into it and just be aware. It doesn't mean that people can't go out and do these things. It's more about, you know, the awareness of knowing that there are things that can happen. The friend of mine that passed, he knew, I talked to him the week before he went. He knew that this particular place, they had been bringing people in for ghost hunting tours and people had gotten hurt. And there had already been an attempt made on somebody. And there was physical evidence of them getting hurt. And I begged him not to go. And he said, oh, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. And I said, okay. So then that night he was supposed to call me. And him and his girlfriend were supposed to go to this thing. And he had promised me he wasn't going to go. And I tried to call him and nothing. I couldn't reach him. And I thought, oh, my God. So I'm trying to locate him to remote view where he's at. And I thought, oh, my God. So, you know, I'm trying to do what I can do from a distance. But by then it was already too late. And he was dead before morning. He called me directly after he left the house. And he said, oh, my God, I should have listened to you. He knew.
Yeah.
And he said, I didn't think I could get out of the house. And then he said, at such and such time, all of a sudden it's like it released me. He got thrown against the wall. He got scratched. He got clawed. He got everything. And he said, then all of a sudden, it just let me go. Well, that was the same time that I was trying to do stuff on my end. Was it me? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could have been a coincidence. All I know is I was working on my end. And he called me the second he got out of the house, and he's like, I should have listened to you. I should have never done this. I can't believe I did this. And I said, you not understand they can follow you home. This isn't a you stepped out of its range, and you're home clear. And he was dead before morning.
Oh,
so, I mean, you know, this stuff does happen. It doesn't mean that you can't do these things. I don't want anybody to take away from it that you shouldn't or that you can't do these things. All I'm saying is, just like Brady said, do some research on the situation. You know, find out what you're going into. Be smart about it. You can enjoy it. You can do these things. Do your homework. And don't go in there. In fact, my husband Pat and I were talking about this tonight. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is above being taken out at any minute. You know, go into this knowing that you are really kind of at their mercy. So you want to go in there and get along. Don't go in there half-cocked thinking you're big and bad and you're going to show them who's boss. It doesn't work that way.
Right, right.
And this is why you're so successful. The frame of mind you go into this with and the energy that you radiate is warming to them and accepting for them.
And it's a
look
lot
at the photos you have.
And it's a lot of like kind of trusting your own instincts because people are more connected than they realize. You know, like I've investigated before. Like there was this this bar in Nashville with like poltergeist activity and I was in there. Like I said, I'm not going to actively hunt a poltergeist out, but I got some really interesting mirror like scary faces and mirrors and things like that and like you know It's one of those things where, like, if the hair on my arm starts standing on end or, like, I feel like something's going to happen or, like, I feel like I'm having difficulty breathing, it's like those are warning signs to take a step back.
Exactly.
You know, that you don't want to push too hard. And I think a lot of people don't listen to those warning signs because, like you said, they think that things, like, physically can't happen to you because there's not something physically in front of them. And they can.
And that's what
they
saying.
Really can.
You know, I'm not trying to persuade people not to do these things. I mean, if you're passionate about it, if you enjoy it, and it's perfectly normal to be curious about it. I'm simply saying exactly what Brady said. Do your homework. You know, realize your place in this universe. Don't take unnecessary risks. You know, if you find a place that, you know, you've done your research on, and yes, it does have spirits there, and they're active there, and people have seen them there, but people aren't getting hurt, and it's not life-threatening. Of course, go enjoy yourself, you know, but like I said, my friend that went in, he went into that knowing the place was dangerous.
Yeah.
And it was bad enough where they called some team of ghost hunters to come in to see what they could do about it. And then they just turned it into a freak show. And this was the result of it.
Sure. And, like, the teacher where I, you know, I mentioned how I had ghost hunted at my teacher's house last week. He's in an area that's notorious for like Native American burial grounds in the area and things like that. So it's like, I think in a lot of cases, what these figures are looking for the most is just acknowledgement and respect. Like,
yeah,
you know, recognizing that
sure
you're in their place. Even if you live in a house, like, you're in their place as much as they're in yours.
Right.
You know, I think Native American burial grounds, they get a bad rap sometimes. You know, I'm not saying that there isn't maliciousness out there, but I think a lot of times that, you know, as long as you're respectful and decent, then you'll get results without putting yourself in jeopardy. And that's what I always try to do. So.
But I think you do a good job of it. I really do. I think people should
be
aware. And I always hate this when people ask me about, you know, what are your techniques out in the woods? I don't have a technique. I go out and I'm me. But that's basically the same thing with you. You're not going out there and being anything other than your authentic self.
Right.
And I think people that want to get into this field of research should really take a step back and either listen to what you have to say and how you do it, or take notes on how you're doing it, because you're doing things in the right way. Nobody's getting hurt. You're getting phenomenal footage. I really, there's not a whole lot of people get the footage that you do. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
very
it really
fortunate.
Is.
Yeah.
And that's really great. Now, I tell you what, if you don't mind, I want Kyler to jump in on this discussion. And, Kyler, do you have any questions or comments for Brady Hicks?
Well, I've kind of just been listening to what you guys have been saying about, you know, do your research and don't walk in there like you know what you're doing, or like that you're the top dog of the universe. That should be common sense. But I guess it's not. I mean, for me, it's like, you know, I wouldn't walk in the jungle at night. Why would you do something like this? I mean, it's the same concept, just different.
Yeah.
Different. I don't know. What you would call that? But yeah,
when
to
I'm,
me, it's just it's basic. But yeah, go ahead.
It should be common sense. I think it should. My, you know, when I'm sitting in that dark room by myself and something is definitely there, and my line of thought and the way I verbalize it and the way I try to always convey it all the time is like, I know that you're there, you know, just the same as you know that I'm there. My goal is to try and show other people that there is something beyond what they're seeing, you know. Like, it's almost like helping them in a way, because for most people, they're not able to express themselves. So if I can find some sort of evidence to show, like, yes, there is, like, definite energy there, and it's, like, it's a good energy or it's a neutral, whatever the case may be, it's an opportunity where they're not normally getting to interact. And that's how I try to approach the interactions. But I think it's, yeah, you can't be naive about it. You know, you just have to be careful. It's just common sense.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. And I was going to say that, like, I think there's kind of two ways that I could see it too, is like, we've either been programmed to see that type or that side of the world or universe as absolutely insane. It's not possible. There's no way. So you
sure.
go into it like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So we'll just do it anyway. Or you've got the other side and it's like, you know what? Even if this does exist, I'm going to just go in there and just act like the macho man and go in there and show him who's boss. And then you
right.
just go in there like, all right, well, I got it. I'm super bad and powerful too. Because, I mean, you know, movies don't help us. TV doesn't help us. The media doesn't help us, you know. And even if you for any reason were just like, okay, this is serious. Maybe I should pay attention to this. I mean, at what level do you think anyone would know who to talk to or even how to express that this is something that actually maybe I should pay attention to?
I'm sorry, maybe I missed the question there. You're asking me how would you know that it's something that you should pay attention to?
Well, I wasn't really necessarily asking a question. I was just
I'm
sorry. Kind of rhetorical. I was in the position just saying, this is kind of scary. Maybe I should pay attention. Even if I think it's – well, even if other people think it's crazy and I don't know who to talk to about it, well, maybe, you know, I don't even know where I would look.
You look to Robin. That's what I – I'm convinced, and Robin, we've talked about this on the show before, like, I'm convinced that, like, I could have the most concrete picture of a ghost or some sort, something. I could have something. And there are people in this world who have grown up closed off to the idea. My wife is one of them. She rarely sees. It's good to be skeptical because I think it helps you to not be conned or to con other. You're not conning other people
right.
if you're skeptical. But by the same token, I could show her the most definitive piece of evidence, and she would tell me that she literally can't see anything there.
I think people like that.
Yeah, I think people are just like, you know, the way that you're raised. It's almost like you're closed off to the idea.
You're programmed. You're pre-programmed. These things don't
yeah.
exist. So when your mind and your eyes see it, your brain processes it differently, and it's almost like it refuses to see it. It refuses to accept it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it just takes time, of experiencing things. And I've said this a zillion times, the world that we've been taught existed never has. It's never been that way. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's millions of people out there that are seeing the other side of the world that is the actual real world and the reality of it. And it's just going to take time for people to all come on the same page. Because all of these things, whether it's cryptids, ETs, spirits, whatever, they're making their presence known and they have no intention of slowing down.
Sure.
People will come around, but it's going to take a very long time.
Yeah, and that's what I try to do. I just try to provide a window through my eyes for other people to see and believe in it, because I do.
Well, I think
certainly believe what you've got, and it's great. So here's what we'd like to do, Brady. I'm going to have two people take the last word. First of all is Robin, and second of all is Kyler, and then I'll wrap everything up. So, Robin, what is your final question for Brady Hicks, ghost hunter extraordinaire?
I don't really have per se one question for him, because if I do, I just message him and say, hey, Brady. But I will say this. I just really think the world of him as a person, as somebody in this field of research. I have the utmost respect for him. I just want him to keep doing what he's doing, because his photos are off the chart. And the best thing
Brady,
he doesn't have that ego. He's very humble about it. He just does what he does, and it comes from his heart. And it's so hard to find. Like, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. And I just, like I said, I think the world of him. I have the utmost respect for him. I just want him to keep being true to himself, stay who he is, and keep doing what he's doing, because it's off the charts.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. I mean every word of it.
You're very nice, though.
And Tyler, what do you have to ask or say to Brady?
Well, I can't wait to meet you, dude. I mean, at one of these events that we've got going on with John, it'd be great to see you
for
out
sure.
there and go more into depth, because, yeah, we could talk about this forever.
I definitely could. And my wife hates it, so I definitely could.
well, now you're going
to
have to
say she hates it. I shouldn't say she hates it. She supports me in doing it. She just thinks it's all bunk.
Maybe
that way.
Could be bunk. I don't know. No, it's not.
No, it's great stuff.
I don't know, the photos you've shown me, I don't know how you could fake those, even if you
Thank
wanted
you.
To.
Yeah.
All right, well, Brady, I want to announce to everyone that you go to Instagram.com/BradyHicksGhostHunter, and that's where you can find it. And I've got a link up to that page on ScaryCast's Facebook page, so everybody can go find it. And please go enjoy it. You know, Brady's a great guy. Excuse me, you can learn a lot from him. He's got great stuff. So, Brady, will you come back sooner than later?
Absolutely. It's been a blast, as always. Yeah, that's Brady Hicks Ghost Hunter. Brady like the Brady Bunch, HICKS Ghost Hunter. Shoot me a DM in there, and we can talk as well.
Well, that sounds good. And so, Brady, thank you very much. Thank you, Robin McRae, the Queen of ScaryCast. Thank you, Kyler Smith. We've had a great time tonight, and we'll be back next week with John LeMay and all kinds of crazy stuff, because that's what happens when John LeMay gets here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So anyway, thank you very much. We're so glad everyone is here, but we're going to ride off into the sunset. You know about that riding off into the sunset, Robin, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll ride off into the sunset.
Tyler, great
you.
To see or hear from you. And Brady, I'm so glad you were back. Come back soon.
Yes, definitely.
That's right. We'll get you back February or March. So thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
This is the one, the only ScaryCast. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week with John LeMay. Take care. Au revoir.
Bye, guys.
Bye.